I'm here tonight to pray for our president, that he will have the courage to sign an executive order to uphold the law since 1860, allowing military chaplains of all diverse faith groups to pray according to their own tradition and not according to government civic religion.
Well, friends, that is an important issue for so many of us, but it is a very real issue for U.S. Navy Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, who joins us now by phone. Lieutenant Klingenschmidt, I thank you so very much for being with us. First of all, you have been doing, you're on a hunger strike right now. You've been doing nightly prayers outside the White House. Why?
Ma'am, I am a Navy chaplain who is facing termination of my active duty career because I pray in Jesus' name. Admirals from the Pentagon just last week stripped me of my uniform and said that they're claiming to represent the President of the United States, and they're saying that if I pray publicly in Jesus' name, that I should wear civilian clothes. And, you know, I'm concerned about this. I only see two options. Either the President agrees with their religious harassment of my faith, or else the President has lost control of his admirals. And I wonder which one it is.
Chaplain, what I don't understand is the chaplaincy has been a part of the military for years and years and years. We have priests, we have pastors, we even have imams, if that's what somebody wants. If you pray in Jesus' name, that is absolutely positively reflective of what you believe, what you teach, and how you also practice your chaplaincy. When did it become an issue?
Since the American Revolution, chaplains have been allowed to practice their civilian bishop's faith and not the government's faith. Since 1860, it's been a matter of public law. U.S. Code Title 10, Section 6031 says, an officer in the chaplain corps may conduct public worship according to the manner and forms of his own church. But only in 1998 did the U.S. Navy Chief of Chaplains come out with this policy memo, which says that if you pray in Jesus' name, then you ought to exclude yourself from participation as the public prayer giver. Well, I challenge that. I wrote to the current Chief of Navy Chaplains, Rear Admiral Iacello, and I said, sir, your policy is unconstitutional. It's a violation of the law since 1860. But he wrote back to me and said, I'm not going to revoke the policy. The policy stands. And if you pray in Jesus' name, then you're denigrating other faiths. And he said this in writing to me.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, first of all, what happens if that is the basis of your faith? If you and I pray, we always pray in Jesus' name. We feel that's what the scriptures direct us to do. So in essence, you're allowed to practice part of your faith as a chaplain, but not all of it, because somebody might not tolerate the name in which you close your prayer.
The chaplain school teaches mandatory lectures that all chaplains should not pray what they call sectarian prayers. Instead, for example, a Muslim is not allowed to pray publicly to Allah. A Jewish chaplain can't pray in Hebrew to Adonai. A Roman Catholic is not supposed to use the name of the Trinity. And, of course, I'm not supposed to say the J word. It's really, you know, the war on Christmas has taken a turn for the worse, and it's become a war against the name of Jesus himself.
Wow, that's so true. All right, so the hunger strike was started when?
It started on Tuesday, and all I'm asking for the president to do is give me back my uniform and let me pray publicly in Jesus' name, maybe even in front of the TV cameras. If I can't, they say that privately I can pray in Jesus' name, but I can't do it in public. And I'm just wondering, you know, I asked my commanding officer on the ship. I said, sir, let us take turns saying the evening prayer. Let my Muslim sailor pray. Let my Jewish sailor pray. Let my Roman Catholic sailor pray, and I'll just pray in Jesus' name every fourth night. But he said, no, chaps, I'm not comfortable with that. You keep saying the prayers, but from now on, I want you to pray Jewish prayers. Well, I obeyed him for 8 months. I only prayed out of the Psalms. And at the end of those 8 months, he still wrote to a Navy board in writing, and he said, Chaplain Klingenschmidt overemphasizes his own faith system. And he was talking about my prayers and my sermons, because I also got punished for one of the sermons I preached in the pulpit in the chapel during an optionally attended memorial service. It's just crazy that the politically correct religious left has come in and enforced this Harvard Seminary Unitarian Universalism on all chaplains, and it's become an outrage.
I love the way you categorize it, and you're spot on. You know, I'm wondering if there aren't some weaker, faint hearts in some of the leadership, and I say that compassionately, and I say it as well judiciously, but I say it understanding that there is this mounting animosity toward the chaplaincy, period, in any branch of the military. If the Freedom From Religion organization, or Americans United for Separation of Church from Everything Else, got their way, they would say, you've already hit the church-state separation wire, you shouldn't be there in the first place. And maybe they think if you neutralize your prayers, that somehow you won't be as offensive.
That's exactly right, and that organization came out against me in their website, and they said that You know, my prayers and sermons should be censored by the government. Well, they're not advocating for separation of church and state. They're advocating for the government to suppress my faith. And it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I was on the phone, though, 3 weeks ago now with the White House staffer who's handling this issue for the president. Perhaps you know by now that Jay Sekulow has 173,000 petitions on the president's desk, and 74 congressmen have written to the president asking him to enforce the law, but the president has yet to lift his pen. And when I asked him why a couple of weeks ago, they said, well, we're not really sure that the American public cares about this yet. So I wonder if anyone in your listening audience would be willing to pick up the phone and tell the president how you feel. His phone number is 202-456-1414. And they're asking for the American public to call in. And as soon as their telephone switchboard reaches a certain threshold of calls, and we don't know what that number is, then the president will lift his phone, lift his pen, and sign the executive order to uphold and enforce the law that's been on the books since 1860.
So, Lieutenant, just so everyone understands why your focus is not going to the Pentagon, but it's going to the White House, why do you feel that the remedy can be found in a presidential executive order?
Well, the president is the commander-in-chief, and I think his admirals are running roughshod over evangelical chaplains. Did you know that 65 Navy chaplains have been involved in a class-action lawsuit since 1999 because of this? And those chaplains have been ignored. They've been filing court briefs and all this, and they've been suppressed. And the Navy JAG defends religious discrimination, and they spend millions of taxpayer dollars doing it. We need the president to step in and get his admirals in line. This has been going on for a long time. It's a widespread problem. And please call the president and just tell him to issue an executive order protecting all military chaplains' right to pray according to their diverse faiths. Again, the president's phone number is 202-456-1414.
Mr. Klingenschmin, let me ask you, at this point in time, you are on a hunger strike. You've been doing prayers outside the White House. Two quick things. We know that right now he's at Camp David, and then he'll be going to the ranch in Crawford. And number two, what happens if someone looks at you and says, well, you're being insubordinate. He is the commander-in-chief. The directive's been handed down. We're going to take you out completely. Thanks so much for your service, but there's the door.
Well, the commander-in-chief has not issued any ruling against me. In fact, the Navy spokesman this week said that there is no legal action against me. The problem is they have not yet renewed my contract, and I am technically ineligible for contract renewal. My contract expires on 31 December of this year, and the reason I don't have a recommendation for contract renewal is because my CO told the Navy board to end my career and not renew my contract, and he did that in writing. And so next month, I will be out in the street without a job, no retirement after 14 years of award-winning fitness reports. My wife and dog will be evicted from military housing, all because I pray in Jesus' name.
Oh, amazing. And you talk about the fact that this is not an isolated case. I want people to understand that this is pandemic through the armed forces.
That's correct. In fact, the Air Force this year came out with new guidelines telling their chaplains they have to pray non-sectarian prayers. But the Supreme Court already ruled in 1991, Lee versus Wiseman, they said that non-sectarian prayers are absolutely unenforceable, that even suggesting to a chaplain the content of his prayers is a government infringement, and it violates the cornerstone of the First Amendment privilege, that you can't make a group of sailors pray one particular prayer to one particular god, for example, the civic god. And the Supreme Court specifically said that the establishment of a civic religion is not allowed.
That's amazing. All right, so you feel that if there's enough public pressure brought to bear at the White House comment line, that this will work its way up to the point where those who say, Mr. President, this seems to be a percolating issue, will then say, we need your attention directed to this. And the remedy, as you see it, is that it would have to be an executive order that would basically rescind this 98 policy about praying basically generic prayers.
Yes, the admirals in the Pentagon have refused to rescind this policy. It's illegal. It's been in there since 1998. But I'm asking the president to enforce the law since 1860. And so if your listeners, again, would call the White House at 202-456-1414. And by the way, if anyone wants to see the proof documents, I've posted them all on my website. It's all online for the public to read. My website is www.persuade.tv, like television. So P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E dot TV. And I posted on there the 98 memo that's illegal. I posted on there the letter I just got in August from the chief of chaplains telling me that if I pray in Jesus' name, that I'm denigrating other faiths. And I'm asking Admiral Isola, in fact, I challenge any of the admirals in the Pentagon to come on this show and debate me about this issue. How can they defend these written policies, and instead they're hiding behind the Pentagon walls and they don't want to come out with any public statement about trying to defend their illegal suppression of our religious faith?
Gordon James Klingenschmidt, I thank you very much for joining us and for really elucidating the fact that when we talk about this mounting animosity against Christianity, it's not bearing false witness. It is a reality. And may God give you the strength to persevere in what you're doing. And let me give the phone numbers again if I can. The switchboard number is 202-456-1414. There's also a designated comment line at the White House. It's 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. And I don't know about you, but I'll be very, very interested in seeing how this problem rectifies itself. You understand that if our chaplains go to Saudi Arabia, out of deference to that Islamic country, they have to remove all semblances of Christianity off their uniform. And yet, here in the United States, if someone like Lieutenant Klingenschmidt wants to pray in Jesus' name, that's not inclusive enough. And yet, he knows, as do those of us who read that inspired, inerrant, transcendent, immutable word, that there's only one name under heaven whereby we will be saved, and it is the name above all names, and it is the name where someday every knee will bow and every tongue confess that, say it, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. Keep on keeping on and hang in there. These can't be easy days, and, you know, who knows, but maybe Mordecai's message to Esther applies to you. Who knows, but perhaps you've been called for such a time as this.
Thank you, Janet.
God bless you, friend. Wow, just amazing. Okay, let me give you the numbers again. 202-456-1414, that is the switchboard number, or 202-456-1111, 202-456-1111. And I'm just being told now that someone just tried to call the 1414 number, and it says that you cannot leave a message until Tuesday. That makes perfect sense given the fact that we're going into Christmas weekend. But 202-456-1111 is generally voicemail. You might want to leave it in the comment box, 202-456-1111. And please, always, you speak the truth in love, which means you're respectful, particularly of the office, and you have to be much more light than heat and just illuminate, if you will, the problem here. And keep Gordon James Klingenschmidt in your prayers, would you please, because this isn't easy. To be threatened for losing your job because you prayed in Jesus' name, wow, amazing. These are the days and times in which we live, friends. We'll be right back.